Shrinkage is expressed as a percentage based on the value of lost inventory divided by the sales during the same period. So it's quite self-explanatory. Shrinkage is calculated. There is a formula available. It's a percentage based on the value of lost inventory divided by the sales during the same period. So normally shrinkage is calculated for a month. Whatever is the monthly sales, there's a percentage which is derived. And whatever is the inventory that the count has been taken, whatever is the sale, it's divided and shrinkage is generated. For most businesses, the norm is 0.5% of the store sales. So this is the cap. Probably this is a worldwide figure or a acceptable norm, which is 0.5. So normally the shrinkage is calculated. This is the acceptable level. It cannot go beyond that. In case it goes beyond 0.5%, then there is probably lapse on part of the store operations team. There is a lapse on store team, which includes store manager, department manager, team leader, salesperson. So probably there would be the reasons the stock inventing is not done, or proper global count has not happened, the security guard has not counted, there are billing errors. So probably the cashier is not trained. So any shrinkage which goes beyond 0.5%, the store team as well as the head office or the regional office, they get into action, they start getting into details, they go back and check where the shrinkage has happened. Probably there could be reasons of customer theft, the cameras are not working or staff is not vigilant, there could be one of the reasons. So they go deep down, they check what is the reason for the shrinkage. Keeping the shrinkage rate low is critical to success in business, and adequate care must be taken to control and reduce the strength. Now, once a store generates a shrinkage of 1%, which is way beyond 0.5%, now the head office team or the head office audit team will get in touch with the store warehouse store manager, and they will try to figure out what were the reason. So whether it was the staff shrinkage, whether the staff is, if were there any incident of staff shrinkage, or are there adequate cameras which is monitoring customers, or the security guard doing their job very well. So they get into details, they try to fix the loopholes, and they try to fix the leakages, so that it's a revenue margin, it's a revenue leakage, it's the margin leakage. So if the stocks are going out, you are not able to sell it to the customer. Every business does business for a profit. So in case you don't sell a product, you don't generate a profit. It's a loss to organization. So all this, once the shrinkage rate is high, all the teams from head office and the store team, they come into a picture, they try to plug the loopholes, and they ensure that the margins are restored and the correction is done at the right time. Adequate care must be taken while receiving stocks, stock control, documentation, billing accuracy, scanning, stock check, staff communication, stock storage hygiene, store layout, design, right fixtures, security measures, adopting technology, putting up signages, stepping up customer service, and having clear policy. So I'll explain you all these points in detail. So adequate care must be taken while receiving control documentation. So when a new warehouse person joins, or any old warehouse person is working, regular training has to be given, a regular check has to be done by the store loss prevention team or theft team. They need to ensure, the store manager needs to ensure there are audit mechanism, there are checklists kept time and again, we needs to be checked. So a store department manager or store manager does a counter check, he needs to check the registers versus the stock received, a sudden surprise audit needs to be checked, audit mechanism has to be in place. Whether store manager or department manager does a sudden check, he cross-check his physical quantity versus the GRN quantity, or he goes to the stock receiving bay and checks whether the security system is in place, whether the process plate is being followed or not. So that takes care of at the receiving control, that's a control. He also cross-checks whether the guard are physically counting, or whether the vendor is allowed to a specific point and he doesn't go inside the stock, back stock, and does a pilferage or does a theft. So that is one part, that is one check. Billing accuracy, so the store management, a loss prevention team, or the department manager or the store managers, they stand at the cash till, at the POS point of sale product, they check whether the head cashiers are scanning the right product at the right, with the right barcode. So again, there is a check where the head cashier, he stands, or the store manager, the store management team, they stand over there and they check. Now again, a regular training needs to be done with the head cashiers as well as the cashiers, in case the software has been upgraded, or if there is a new product has come or new billing process has come. So there is a complete cycle. The store management team needs to ensure that there is a billing accuracy being followed by the head cashiers as well as the cashiers. Scanning, stock check. Again, so the scanning can happen at the stock entry level, that is covered at the warehouse. Scanning happens while billing, so again they need to check the cashiers are using the right barcode and then the right product goes out of the store post billing. Stock check, it again happens physically checking at back stock as well as on floor. So in case on floor if there is no barcode available, the department manager has a checklist where he needs to check every day, take a floor walk, check which four products have barcode, which doesn't have, then he has to send a requisition to the warehouse team or to the regional office. Now in such scenarios, either the barcodes are printed at store level. So if it gets printed at store level, then the warehouse person gives the barcodes and they put it so that the stock check is done with regards to barcode. In case the barcodes are generated by regional warehouse or a DC team, an email has to go, the barcodes come and they ensure the product is right barcodes are affixed on the product. Now in case the product on floor doesn't have a barcode, it needs to be removed and kept in back stock, because otherwise if any product doesn't have a barcode, it's lying on floor, in a hurry a cashier would scan a wrong product, you know, he would scan a lesser priced product or he would scan some other product, some other barcode of similar value, and it would result into inventory mismatch. Storage hygiene. So once the store manager, again the department manager, needs to ensure the stock kept at the back stock or at the front store base are clean and neat, kept in a neat and clean environment, and they need to check the barcodes. In case of hypermarket, they need to check the expiry of the products in case of perishable items. Store layout and design. So again, as per the layout, the store manager, they need to ensure the products displayed are as per the planogram, the number of quantity displayed are correct. So they need to adhere to the store layout and design. Right fixtures. So every layout has a right amount of fixtures. So they cannot use a fixture for shirts, cannot be used for food and other products. So proper right fixtures has to be there for right correct displays. Security measures. So security measures involve directly from, in case of customer entry, they need to check the customer's bags. Certain hypermarkets and certain departmental stores, they seal the bags of the customer so that the shrinkage doesn't happen. So the security measures, the best example would be in case if you go to a DMart or if you go to a big bazaar, if there's a lady who's carrying a big bag or a big clutch, they seal it normally, or if you're carrying a laptop, they allow you to carry the laptop along with you, but they seal the bags. So you can carry your bag along with you, or you carry your valuable along with you, but once you go, so you cannot put anything in your bag, you cannot do pilfer a product. So once you go to billing counter, you do your billing, the customer does a billing, and while exiting, they open the strings. So that is the security measure with regards to customer when they come inside, or they need to that when they come inside, that is one measure. While going out, they need to, that normally certain departmental stores or hypermarket, they put a thank you stamp or they check exit stamp. So they count the product in case you have visited Metro or you have visited Big Bazaars. So they count the product. This also happens at DMart, where they see the number of bags, the cashier has written the number of bags, whether it's the number of bags or whether it's open, it's mentioned on the invoice. The security guard cross-checks the product against the bill, puts a exit stamp or a thank you stamp or a delivered stamp. These are three stamps being used basically by different retailers. So once they put a stamp on it, they cross-check this, the physical stock versus the invoice, and the customer is allowed to go out. So that is security measure while entering and exited at the front end level. At back end level, again the sudden check has to be done by the store management team with regards to stock inverting, stock going out, a sudden surprise checks, a regular checklist needs to be followed with regards to stocks coming in and going out. So that's with regards to security measures. Adopting technology, putting up signage, stepping up customer service, and having clear policies. So in case a new technology has come, or probably they were using a software which was now outdated, or probably they have upgraded the version, or the store team has now implemented, the head office has now implemented SAP, which is probably a new system. So, or there are other platforms available, like there is a JDS software, or there is a software called AS400 platform. which is used for inverting the stocks. So in case there's a version upgrade, the head office, the head office in IT team install that software, and the vendor is called, they do proper training with the store management team. The all required people, right from the stock warehouse person, department managers, cashiers, they are all trained. So that is adopting new technology, helping them, training them so that they don't do mistakes while inverting the stock, while scanning the stock, and entire cycle is completed smoothly, which is giving a superior customer service to a customer. Signages also play an important role. So moment you display all medium size together in case of apparels, or you stack all size 36 size trousers together with all barcodes, so a customer comes, he or she is held by a salesperson, he or she picks the right 36 size, they go to a trial room, they try, they ensure that the barcode is there, the same is scanned, and the right size is going out with the right bill. So putting up signage is very important, so that customer, if a wrong signage is put, instead of small size, there's medium return it, the customer doesn't do a trial, he just picks it up, he goes out without trying, and then when he goes to home, or when she goes to home, tries the product, they come to know that this is not the right size, they have to come back again, and again leads into a customer dissatisfaction. So that is one of the example in case of apparels, if the wrong signage is put. And so all this results into a customer service. So in case the right product is not available at the right time, without a barcode, the billing happens in a wrong way, it leaves a customer dissatisfied, and this two or three incidences, the customer will go to a competitor, hence the organization loses a business. Receiving control, experienced staff must be deputed at warehouse executive. So normally what happens, every organization has a person deputed who's experienced in receiving stocks, counting, who knows the process. So to control shrinkage, the organization needs to ensure that a trained staff is deputed at the back stock, because it's a very crucial first point where the stocks come in, and if in case there is a major lapse in case of following the standard operating procedure, it will result into shrinkage. At a time, one vendor receiving must be processed at receiving bay. So in case of a hypermarket or in a food business, what happens? There are multiple vendors, or in case of FMCGs, probably we will take an example of Procter & Gamble, Hindustan Lever, and Nestle. Now, all three vendors come together with deliveries. Now, what happens, the store warehouse in charge needs to follow process. Now, different organizations follow different policies. So, normally some people issue a token number, or some organization ensures first come first basis. So, in case, just an example, if Procter vendor has come first in the delivery, I'll just give an example, at morning 7 o'clock, Procter & Gamble vehicle has come. And at 7 o'clock, the Procter & Gamble vehicle has come. At probably 7:10, Hindustan Lever has come. And probably at 7:15, Nestle has come. So the store warehouse in charge would give issue a token, and he'll first do inverting for P&G or Procter & Gamble, then he'll do for Hindustan Lever, and then he'll do for Nestle. So at the time of, at a time, one vendor is being must be done. So once Procter & Gamble has come in, physically the stocks are taken out from the vehicle, kept in a bay, it's counted with in front of security guard, the stock receiving note or the invoice, the quantity mentioned on the invoice is physically counted in front of security guard, and once that is done, counting is done, the stocks get lifted, goes inside the back stock, invoice entries, there's a stamp received, system generated entries are done, registers are updated. So that's probably completing one cycle with one vendor. So this is the process normally they follow. So one vendor has to, one product has to be received at one time, thereby reducing the errors while counting. In case if there is only one person available, he cannot serve two vendors at one time. So it is very important, it's very crucial that one vendor is served at one time, and the correction while receiving stocks, the correction has been done. Paper trail must be maintained with name, contact number, and signature. So once one vendor has come, documentations are received, the security does a sign. Once the documents are received, the security puts a sign. The warehouse in charge is signed, the name and contact number of vendor is taken, and the registers are updated. Stock movement must be done only after complete and correct documentation. Stock movements must be done only after complete and correct documentation. So once the stocks are physically counted against the invoice, once it's verified, then the stocks are moved from the stock receiving bay to the backstop. So once the entries are done in the register and in the system, the physical movement happens. Next level check of documentation and approval helps to correct any lapses. So in case the system says 10 pieces and physically there are 9 pieces, the store warehouse person will send a mail or will not receive the product in system or will not make any entries. They will inform the vendor, they will inform the, there is a mechanism escalation matrix. So they will send an email or they will call the vendor and the check happens. So once they agree, okay, the one product is less, which either they will be delivered in the next round of delivery or they will do a cancellation of the invoice. Instead of 10, they will mention the 9 quantity and he will invert 9 pieces and they take an approval. So normally the regional office, there is a distribution center. So in case the stock has come from the distribution center, the store warehouse team will inform the DC staff or the DC in charge. If it's come from the vendor, they escalate to the vendor that okay, one product is less, a correct approval has been taken and the correction happened there and there itself. Applicable to receiving returns and also to billing, accepting customer returns and refunds, free gift issue, home delivery. Applicable to receiving and returns and also in the billing. So once the stocks are received, it's inverted. Again, that is the case of free gifts as well. And in case of customer returns, if a customer has come for exchange, that is also the proper documentation has to happen at customer service desk. So when a customer comes in, if a customer has bought a wrong product or he is not happy with that particular order and he or she needs to exchange it, so proper documentation has to happen at customer service desk. And when a customer comes for exchanging a product, he or she will first be guided to a baggage counter or a place where he or she comes in. They say their desire to exchange the product. So the product is taken in. So once the product is taken in physically, a credit note is issued. So once the product is inverted, the customer service desk, the inventory becomes plus one and a credit note is given. So the stock correction happens there and there itself. So that is the case of customer returns and refund. So in case a customer is not happy with the product and in some rare cases, a cash refund is done. So when a customer brings in the product, cash refund is given, the product is inverted at the customer service desk. Again, the inventory becomes plus one, the cash becomes minus one or probably the cash gets deducted and the proper inventory correction takes place. Free gift issue. So in case if there is a free gift has to be issued to a customer. So when the free gifts, if there is a primary product and there is a secondary product, the free gift is normally not taped. This is the scenario when the free gift is not taped with the primary product or the main product, the parent product. So if I will give an example, if a bowl has been, a bowl has to be free gift, bowl has to be given against the product called cornflakes. So one parent cornflakes product will have one bowl. So 10 pieces of cornflake boxes have been inverted along with 10 pieces of the bowls. So both need to be scanned. So in certain cases, the barcodes, free gift also has a barcode for accounting purpose and for audit purpose. Now, if the free gift has to be scanned at the cash till level, that is one option available. Or in case if it's the free gift doesn't have a barcode and it's given at the free gift counter or it's given at the customer service desk, requisite entry has to be made. Okay, so at the end of the day or at the end of week, when the tally happens that okay, 10 pieces of cornflake boxes have gone versus 10 pieces of free gift, which gives a correct picture. The audit team can ensure that the right product has gone, right free gift has gone to a right customer. So that explains basically free gift issue and home delivery. So stock management, it also happens. There's a shrinkage which can happen at home delivery level as well. The customer has bought 10 pieces of product and which is has to go for home delivery. Now there's a point where a staff also puts one more product and he does a shrinkage from their exit. So a count has, a check has to happen at home delivery level as well. The guard needs to cross check the number of products against the bill, what customer has bought and what entries have been done. So that is also check with regards to home deliveries. So in case of 10 products, only 10 are going. That is the check to be done by the stock controller team or stock profit protection team or loss prevention team. Products must be scanned properly during billing. So again, as I said, the right product has to go out while doing a billing process. So in case the cashier is scanning a product, he or she needs to check the barcode is correct. In case the warehouse person has done a mistake while affixing a barcode, there's a check which is at the cashier level. The cashier needs to know that okay, the product is going out, the barcode is correct, the right value of the product is being received from the customer. So there's one check at the cash till level, there's one check at the floor level, the department manager needs to randomly check, or the store sales team need to randomly check the right barcode has been fixed and the right product. So that is billing accuracy. The head cashier also needs to do a sudden check whether if the right products are being scanned and going out of the store. So that is one of the point which is covered during billing accuracy. For manual entry of multiple units must be checked and correctly entered. So in case a manual, it happens that normally in a frozen product, if there is water or there's a sweat on the product and it's not being scanned, they're not getting scanned while doing a billing, and if a manual entry has to be happen in the system, it needs to cross check. So in case if you scan a frozen peas product barcode, and when you manually entered a 16 digit SKU number or a barcode, then it needs to cross check that okay, it's a particular product, the same product is mentioned, what the physical is. So I'll give you an example of frozen peas. In case if there's a product called from Suffol, now once the manual entry is done by the cashier, he needs to cross check on the system that it's displaying Suffol 500 grams and physically the product is same, so that in case if there's an error, that can be rectified there and there itself. All manual bill must be regularized in system in quick time. So in case there are cases where the system is down because of technology upgrade, or there is a power outage, or there would be some other reasons where the electronic billing system, the system generated invoice doesn't come out, so a manual bill has to be generated, and all those things need to be regularized in quick time. Normally a 24 hour or 48 hour process is laid where a manual bill is generated, it needs to be upgraded in system. Now the reason of upgrading into system is because it gives real time information to the merchandisers and the buyers that in case if any product has been sold, an auto wrap PO generate, auto wrap can be done, the product can be replenished through auto wrap, or if in case of manual replenishments, the buyer or merchandisers know that okay, particular store has sold so many pieces of shirts or so many products of juices, it can do a replenishment. So a manual bill has to be regularized and updated in system in quick time, or probably within 24 or 48 hours. That's the normal SOP process laid by different organization. So that has to be updated as soon as possible or in a quick time. All products must be scanned at receiving area of store and then received. So as I said earlier, the products are received at the receiving bay. They are counted. Once they are counted, they are scanned. Once the scanning is done, it's uploaded in the system. Required entries are made in the register, and the receiving happens. Any scanning issue must be brought to the notice of concern and stock moved to flow after resolution. So in case there is a mismatch against the invoice while scanning, if the invoice says 10 medium sized shirts and physically there is 9, or physically there is 1 large and 9, there is a mismatch, so it's a scanning issue, there is a problem with the scanner, it has to be escalated to the IT department, or in this case of the sizes is not missing or the entries, in case the product is not as per the invoice, escalation has to happen. So once all this thing needs to be resolved before the products go on floor. Scanning efficiency should be emphasized, each cashier to scan the products during billing and resolve unscanned items issues on daily basis. So normally a lot of organizations, they keep a test, they ensure that the scanning efficiency of cashiers is verified at different levels at different times. So every periodic 7 days, 15 days or in a month, there is a scanning test which happens for the cashiers, their scanning efficiency. So in case the scanning efficiency is not increasing, the cashier is pulled out and he or she is trained, or probably there is a dummy environment available where the cashier is trained to scan the products. Normally different organizations follow different timelines, so 3 minute is a timeline given, they need to finish a billing within 3 minutes. So that is one organization which follows that, different organization follow different timelines. So there is a limit, there is always the cashiers, once over the period of time they become efficient, the scanning time comes down. So they normally scan at the faster level, they cross-check at the system, they look at the system and they ensure the right product is scanned and the billing happens properly, and the customer doesn't get dissatisfied. So this is one of the test. This is one of the audit point or the parameters. This is in case of customer delight and customer satisfaction that the faster billing happens. So cashier efficiency is monitored. They have been checked. They need to check whether the right product is going at the right time and the right scanning is happening. Or in case if the particular section doesn't have barcodes and if the complaints are coming regularly, the cashier needs to escalate to the head cashier. The head cashier goes to the store manager and they inform the store team that okay, this particular section doesn't have barcode and we are facing issues regularly because it takes time. The barcode is not there. The customer has to wait. Somebody goes, gets the barcode. The billing gets delayed and the customer gets irate. So this again results into a loss of sale for the store, a loss of margin for the organization. Dissatisfied customer goes to competition and hence the profit comes down and the customer goes dissatisfied. Must be regularly conducted and report must be analyzed and used by store head to plug gaps in processes. So a store manager gets a report, shrinkage report. Probably the shrinkage report will, once they do a deep down, they go to a lean detail to check the shrinkage. Now, in case if the shrinkage is at warehouse level, then the stock warehouse team needs to be trained and they need to be pulled up. A right action has to be taken. So, in case it's happening regularly, probably a memo or warning is given to the store warehouse in charge person. In case the products are going out without scanning, the customer has bought it but cashier forgot to scan it, it goes in the customer's bag, it results into shrinkage. So, there's one more check from the at the cash till point where the product is going out, resulting loss of margins to the store. So all these are gaps which needs to be plugged, which the store manager needs to find out, plug the gaps, and ensure the processes are followed, the processes are adhered to 100%. For repeated variances of any specific items, perpetual inventory (PI), or for high value items, which is high value (HV), that are susceptible to theft, daily perpetual inventory (high value PIHV) check must be as per the list provided by the stock controller. So as I said, global count or perpetual inventory, it's the same terminology. The meaning is same. Some companies use perpetual inventory, which is called PI. Some call it as global count. So in case of watches, jewelry, perfumes, perpetual inventory is done on daily basis compared to apparels, which could be on a weekly basis or it can be on daily basis as well. So the staff, section staff goes. He does a physical count, takes the count, go back to the stock controller or to a department manager. A system-generated count is taken. Both are verified. So physically 10 pieces, system has 10 pieces, and the products has to match. So once that is done, the product inventory is correct. So that is the inventory. That is the perpetual inventory or global count, which happens. So in cases of watches, jewelry, and perfume, it happens on daily basis. In apparels also, it happens daily basis. In case of high value product, as I said, perpetual inventory can come. The example is apparel, shirt, denims, trousers. In case of high value PI, which is jewelry, watches, perfume, so that comes under HVPI. So that has to be done as per the process laid by the organization and the audit or loss prevention control team. They have listed on a schedule which date which brand will do a count and submit a report. So that's the SOP which is being followed by the loss prevention team and the profit protection team, and they ensure that this is done and system and the report are generated and it's verified by the store team. Results must be shared with staff in meetings and briefing with sensitization. So normally, in case if a particular product doesn't have a barcode which has been brought to a notice by by a cashier to head cashier, then probably this information goes to the store manager, and the store manager informs this thing to the store team or that particular department that okay, from your particular section the barcodes are missing, which is resulting to a slow billing process. So that is one count. Or probably if a particular shirt size is a particular trouser is not available, if replenishment is not happening, that is one of the reasons. So all these issues are brought to a store manager or store department manager's notice or assistant store manager's notice, and it's shared with the team so that correct action can be taken. So communication has to happen and the right steps to be taken to ensure that the customer doesn't leave the store without purchasing any product. Store head must build responsibility and ownership among all staff members with timely education and motivation. So once these issues are identified, the store manager is aware what's going wrong. So he builds responsibility and ownership with regards to the store team. He does a team briefing, he talks to them, he builds ownership within the staff. So they need to, the ownership comes in that, okay, if a staff is deputed to a particular section, so replenishment of stock, it is his or her responsibility. So in case one product is sold, the staff needs to go to the back stock, replenish the product, and ensure that all products, all sizes are available for the customers to pick up. So he educates them, he motivates them to do sales, and again, which helps into increasing profits for the organization. Strict disciplinary action against, including termination, must be taken against guilty staff. So in case if staff is found doing pilferage or doing a staff theft, so that is one of the example. So that can happen into termination. That is one example. In case if a warehouse staff is repeatedly doing mistakes, not learning, he's not trained, he's trained but he's not doing his duty regularly, that is resulting into shrinkage. So instead of inverting 10 products, he's inverted 9, and there are repetitive clerical mistakes. So in case there is a repetitive mistakes coming, then a memo is issued, or certain times even the backstock staff can be terminated. Secretary agency not counting, that can lead to termination. So any wrong, any staff not following discipline, the rules and regulation of the process of the organization, strict action will be taken. Action must be shared to deter others against such unethical behavior. So in case if any staff has been repeatedly doing a theft, and once he gets caught, action must be shared to deter against such unethical behavior. So in case the staff is regularly doing a theft and he gets caught, so once a termination letter is issued or action is taken against that particular staff, this is shared with the other team members, and there need to be explained that, okay, such theft results into loss of margins, the company will not grow. Since the company will not grow, there would not be an increments or appraisals. It would be a loss for organization, for staff, and as well as their growth as well. So all these things needs to be communicated in store team briefing and other, and action must be shared. The communication done is an action where it's been shared, and it helps in other staff to not to do those things, because strict action will be taken. So it will help into curbing future shrinkages as well. Stacking is done as per planogram and display plan given by merchandisers. So stock hygiene, stock storage hygiene is a very important point where a planogram has been shared by the head office of the regional office. The store team needs to adhere to the planogram and ensure that the right stocks is displayed at the right fixture, and it gives an visually appealing feel to the customers. So stock planogram has to be adhered to 100%. Excess stock situation to be avoided for ease of access, replenishment and count. So in case every shelf has a racking capacity, so if a rack can hold only 10 products, then the store team need to ensure that the 10 products are displayed, so that when a customer comes, it become easy for he or she to pick it up, and it helps into buying process. So ease of access, that's explained. And once the 10 products are displayed, one is sold, the person knows that, okay, out of 10, 9 are remaining, one needs to be replenished. So that is also helping the store team to replenish the product quickly and immediately. Returnable products must be sent back to vendors in time. So in case of hypermarket, near expiry products, if it has to go back, it must be done well in advance before the expiry date. In case of perishable products, it has to go before the expiry. That is one of the example. For apparels, if there is a season change, so from autumn, winter or spring, summer, the season is over and the product needs to be returned to the vendor, which is called RTV, return to vendor. So that has to happen well in time, so that the new products get space. The store space is limited. So in case if you remove spring summer product and you have to display autumn winter, so the product has to go on time, so that new merchandise is displayed and the freshness is maintained at the store level. Products marked to dispose of must be disposed on regular basis. So in case of fruits and vegetable, in case once it's identified that it has to go in scrap or it has to go in a dump, it has to be identified, kept in a space, requisite approval has to be taken, and once the approvals are then come in, it has to be scrapped or it has to be dumped or thrown in a garbage. So that is case of fruits and vegetable. In case of scrap, in case of if there is an approval of disposing of apparels, if there is a communication which has come from head office or regional office that okay, so and so product has to be scrapped. So that product has to be scrapped in a separate area which is demarcated for scrap. It has to be scrapped, the money is received, proper accounting is done, the money is deposited and the entire cycle gets completed.